7N Sports. I'm Kevin Falmas. The LPGA concluded their championship yesterday at Hazeltine Golf Course in Chaska. The winner, Haren Ryu, who shot 13 under.
Yeah, it feels like a dream because my first major title in my life. So I'm so happy. And then, yeah, it's dreams come true.
The Wild made some moves over the weekend, including drafting three players during the NFL draft on Friday and Saturday. The draft was held remotely, meaning Bill Guerin and his staff were in St. Paul rather than in Buffalo.
Yeah, I like it. I think it gets a little crazy with the trading up and down and all this stuff, and it slows it down. But I think this year was better than last year. I think there have been a lot of improvements. I don't mind staying in our home city for it, but on the flip side, I do miss being around the bigger group and having easier access to everybody.
The Wild also named a new head coach in Iowa. He's a former Gopher and former Wild tough guy in Stu Bickle. He'll lead the Iowa Wild going forward. In the WNBA yesterday, the Lynx beat the Wings, and that was yesterday afternoon in Dallas. A bit of a homecoming for Olivia Miles, who played college basketball at TCU.
It was great. Obviously, the whole TCU team is here, came to support. So I'm excited to go get out there and say hi to everyone. But I love Dallas. Special place in my heart. Obviously took me in for 1 year, allowed a kid to find her joy back and feel that freedom, and just a whole community out there supporting me. So I just am grateful.
Both Miles and Natasha Howard had 21 points for the Lynx. They're off until this weekend. The Twins beat the Rockies 3-2 yesterday, took 2 of 3 in the series. They're in Houston for 3 straight starting tonight at 7:10. That's 3 straight 7 o'clock starts in Houston against the Astros. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.